With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Please rise and raise your right hand so you may be sworn in.
Last week, the new Democratic majority in the U.S. House held its first oversight hearing into what the Trump administration has been doing to the Environmental Protection Agency. The administration hired a former coal industry lobbyist, Andrew Wheeler, to run EPA. Among many other cuts and rollbacks, Wheeler's first act in office was to weaken pollution control rules for the management of coal ash dumps at power plants, which are leaking toxic metals like lead and arsenic into groundwater at more than 240 sites across the U.S., including in Maryland. EPA predicts Wheeler's change will save coal plants about $30 million a year. But on the hot seat during the hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Committee was not the EPA administrator himself, but his assistant administrator, Susan Bodine, who directs environmental enforcement. That's because the focus of the hearing was the drop in law enforcement under Trump. Here's Bodine.
I'm pushing back on these myths about our enforcement program. A strong enforcement program does not mean that we have to collect a particular dollar amount of penalties or take a particular number of formal actions.
The word myths was not quite accurate. Her own agency, 18 days earlier, had issued a detailed report packed with statistics that show that environmental enforcement under the Trump administration plummeted to the lowest level in decades last year. According to the administration's data, the number of people charged with environmental crimes last year, 105, was the fewest on record in at least 18 years. The number of inspections conducted by EPA and civil penalties against polluters were also the lowest in decades. Here's Congressman John Sarbanes of Maryland.
I think there's plenty of evidence here that the mission you have of fair and effective enforcement of environmental laws is not being fulfilled based on the numbers that we're seeing.
Also not buying Susan Bodine's myth about myths was the chairman of the committee, Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey.
There's no way to sugarcoat these numbers. It appears that the Trump EPA is relying on industry to voluntarily come forward and disclose when they're not in compliance. Nobody here can really believe that the worst offenders of environmental laws would voluntarily come forward to disclose their violations. EPA must have a robust enforcement presence.
What the Democratic congressman was getting at here is the Trump administration's policy shift toward education and voluntary compliance for polluters instead of penalties. Republicans emphasize law and order, penalties, and prison when it comes to the poor. But when oil and gas companies break the law, they prefer a lighter approach that emphasizes efficiency and profitability for shareholders. Here's Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan of South Carolina.
When the EPA is inefficient, they are holding up capital.
Notice the victim here is the owner of the polluting company, not the ordinary people downwind who have to breathe its benzene. The Trump administration's claim is that a voluntary approach is just as effective at reducing pollution. But this is not true. Federal records show that the amount of air pollution reduced through EPA enforcement actions dropped by 64% in the Trump administration's first 2 years compared to the same period under the Obama administration. It's private wealth that benefits from this, and public health that suffers. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.